After they had the crown of thorns, they took that rod and they beat it into his head. The cruelty of the heart of man to bring up false witnesses against the Lord Jesus. Read in the Psalms, I've heard the slander which they slandered against me. And all of that was in the heart of God. God so loved the world, and yet his visage was so marred. The reproaches of them that reproached thee, they fell on me, he could say, to be the object of the hatred of men before men. So loved, so marred. Psalm 22, verse 1. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me and from the words of my roaring? So loved, so marred, so far. When it seemed like it couldn't get any worse for the Savior, he who knew no sin was made sin for us. It says in Peter writes in his epistle, 1 Peter, who did no sin, of a spotless life, a spotless Lamb of God, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. When he was reviled, he reviled not again, but committed himself unto him that judgeth righteously. But then it says, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree. He did no sins in his life, but he bare our sins in his own body on the tree. And it says also in Peter that Christ has once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God. He was so far that we might be brought so near. And it says, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far? Sin brings in distance. Adam knew it in the beginning of Genesis. He hid from God. Distance was immediately brought in. And God said to Adam, where art thou? But here's another man that takes up the same confession upon his lips because he took our place there at Calvary. And God forsook him there because of what he was made, what he became. Why art thou so far? He always enjoyed the nearness. I've set the Lord always before me because he's at my right hand. I shall not be moved. He was a stay when during those sufferings for men. But now God dealt with him. And he was so far, so far. The distance of sin from helping me and from the words of my roaring. When the Lord Jesus was before man, and when he suffered for man, it says he opened not his mouth. As a sheep before his shears is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. But when God's hand was night and day heavy upon the Savior, the scripture says there were words of roaring. What was it for the Savior to be broken with breach upon breach, when he would not be allowed to take his breath, when wounds would be multiplied upon him without a cause, when he would be filled with bitterness because of our sins, because of sin? Such was Calvary for the Lord Jesus. And he endured it all. He suffered for sin. Love of God, so loved. Hatred of man, so marred. The distance of sin which the Lord Jesus endured at Calvary, so far. But he's gone into death. And as we've sung, he's been raised triumphant from the dead. And he's seated in heaven. He's made higher than the heavens. And a verse in Psalm 103. Verse 11. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. And as far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. The same word used to describe how far my transgressions have been removed away from me. The same so far, the same psalmist could pen those words in regard to the distance that the Lord Jesus knew at Calvary between his soul and God. The distance that my sins are removed from me was the distance, the same distance that Christ knew in his own self there at Calvary. So loved by God, so marred, so far, so great is his mercy towards us. This is available for everyone, that you can have your sins forgiven because Christ bore them at Calvary. Be it known unto you, men and brethren, that through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins, and by him, through him and by him, all that believe are justified from all things from which he could not be justified by the law of Moses. Christ is an all-sufficient Savior. If you doubt your salvation, know that the Lord Jesus paid it all at Calvary. There was a man in Zechariah 2, clothed with filthy garments in the presence of God. And God, he took away his filthy garments, and he said to him, he gave him a conscious awareness of it, I have caused your iniquity to cease. And he clothed him with new garments, even festival robes. And we've been made, those that believe in Christ, the righteousness of God in him. Will you not come to the Savior and enjoy him? And those that are saved, there's deliverance from the power of sin. That one whose blood is sufficient to cleanse you from your sins, his death. He's taken your place in death. Adam could say, because I die, ye should die also. But Christ has said, because I live, ye shall live also. And he took our place in death, that we might take his place in life. All praise be to our blessed Savior. May we sing a couple verses. Number 395, verses 2, 4, and 5. 395, 2, 4, and 5.